Now, when it comes to protecting the oceans, one approach that's been taken is to go large. The Pew Environment Group is running the Global Ocean Legacy Campaign to set up a worldwide system of very large, highly protected marine reserves where fishing and other extracurricular activities are banned. One place they're currently looking is Pitcairn. That's a British overseas territory in the South Pacific. It's 4,500 kilometres from New Zealand. It's most famous for being where the mutineers of the Bounty set up camp in the 18th century. Some of their descendants still live there. It's made up of four islands, Pitcairn, Henderson, Eno and Ducie, which together only cover 18 square miles. But while there's not a lot of land, the Exclusive Economic Zone, or EEZ, extends 200 nautical miles offshore, encompassing a staggering 300,000 square miles of sea.
Well, now there are plans to try and transform some or all of that area into a large marine reserve, possibly the world's largest. And to find out what life is like beneath the waves in Pitcairn, the National Geographic Society and Global Ocean Legacy conducted an expedition there earlier this year. And this week, I went along to the Royal Society in London to watch the premiere of the film they made, Pitcairn, The Real Bounty.
Few people have visited Pitcairn, let alone filmed here. To most outsiders, it's a complete mystery.
We know very little about this island, but we know almost nothing about what's going underwater.
That is what this team is here to change.
Enric Sala led the National Geographic Society expedition, and I caught up with him to find out what Pitcairn is like down beneath the waves.
Pitcairn is a really amazing place. It's in the South Pacific between French Polynesia and Easter Island, one of the most remote archipelagos on the planet, and because of that, it has some of the most pristine coral reefs left. The water is extremely clear, so you jump in the water, you can see the bottom at 100 feet deep, covered by healthy coral. And as soon as you get down there, you are surrounded by sharks and other large fish. It's the same ocean probably as the Bounty saw when these guys sailed there more than 200 years ago.
Just to immerse yourself in that must have just been absolutely mind-blowing.
Wonderful. It was really extraordinary because it was pure exploration. There was some science before we went, but there were very few photographs and there was no video. So it was exploring a complete new world for us. Nobody had done the effort to really document visually and look at the health of the system so we can share it with the rest of the world.
The footage Enrique and his team brought back is absolutely stunning, and it's already helping to gather support for conserving marine life around Pitcairn. I spoke to Josh Reichart, Managing Director of the Pew Environment Group, about how Pitcairn could fit into their Global Ocean Legacy project, which is setting up a series of highly protected marine reserves around the world.
Well, our goal is to establish the first generation of the world's great marine parks. And we'd like to get 15 of these parks designated by 2022. We've actually gotten four of them done.
And looking across the marine reserves that Global Ocean Legacy have helped to create and the ones that are kind of in the pipeline, some of them seem just wonderfully sort of legendary to me. You've got Easter Island and the Mariana Trench and Pitcairn Island. These are fabulous places. And I'm sure that's not why you chose them, but how do you decide where to focus and where to look next in terms of trying to push for these big areas?
Well, we spent a long time looking at areas throughout the world that meet a series of criteria. One, that there is something there that's valuable to protect. Two, that the jurisdiction over these areas is by countries that basically have a rule of law, where the vagaries of politics from one year to the next are not likely to result in a decision that's made to protect and then revoking that decision later on. Where there's some minimum degree of enforcement, the ability to enforce, and areas that are big. We've been looking at areas, by and large, that are over 200,000 square kilometers, and also areas that have not been impacted in any major way by fishing, by oil and gas extraction, by pollution coming from the shores of neighboring countries. And it's hard to find places that basically meet these standards.
And as Josh explains, the reason very large marine reserves can be especially important is because they encompass large parts of entire ecosystems.
So they will encompass reef systems that have a lot of species that are localized, what are referred to as endemic species, just in those areas. If they're also larger than that, they tend to protect other species of life that migrate long distances every year, that don't have really any respect for national boundaries. And things like sharks, tunas, sea turtles, and a variety of other species that don't spend a huge portion of their life in any one place during the course of the year.
One of the greatest challenges when setting up such large marine reserves is how they're enforced. And for Pitcairn, the most immediate threat is from fishing. So to enforce a protected area could involve tracking the location of fishing vessels using the latest satellite technology. Here's Alistair Gamel, UK Director of Pew's Global Ocean Legacy.
Well, Pew Environment Group is a large NGO and it has a number of programmes. And one of those is actually working on the whole issue of illegal fishing. And one of the things it wants to do is to put vessel identifiers on all fishing vessels to make sure that we know where they are in the world. And if those transponders got switched off, then the boat would be fishing illegally. So if we can track where those boats are, we could track whether there is a problem. And Pew also is looking at the whole issue of using modern satellites and how you can do that cost effectively.
Our attitude is that it's better to have places protected, even though the enforcement capability may not be as great as we would like it to be. Eventually, there will be better enforcement. But we have a window of opportunity to protect a number of large places today that we may not have the same opportunity 10 or 15 or 20 years from now.
Another site that's on the list of potential new large marine reserves is Tristan da Cunha, a remote volcanic island in the South Atlantic Ocean. And as Alistair explains, involving local residents is a crucial part of the process, and they're involved right from the start.
So before we can even start a site, we must talk to the local people. And actually, I have a colleague, Steve Cole, who is presently on Tristan talking to the people there. And it's not until he's come back and the people have considered what he has to say that we will know whether this is a site that we are going to go forward with the local people, or whether the local people say we're not interested, in which case this will be the end of the story.
On Pitcairn, it's already become clear that the islanders do support the idea of a marine reserve, as we found out back at the Royal Society, where we had a live link-up from one side of the planet to the other, so we could see and speak to some of the 50 people who live on the island. And they seemed very excited about the marine treasures around their shores.
As an islander, when you were doing your expedition, we thought you weren't going to find much, but once you came back and showed us what you did discover, we're all really, really so happy to see that not only we have a beautiful island on top, we have a beautiful island down below.
What we can do now is we can protect what we have now discovered, thanks to you. And we have the unique opportunity to be the caretakers of this wonderful marine environment for our generation and for future generations around the world. So it's a very exciting prospect of what we can do now.
Thank you. Goodbye, Pitcairn.
That was Josh Reichert, Managing Director of Pew Environment Group, Alistair Gamel, the UK Director of Pew's Global Ocean Legacy, Enrique Sala, National Geographic Explorer in Residence, and some of the Pitcairn Islanders showing their support for the idea of a large marine protected area in their waters. Well, you can find out more information about that and check out some of those amazing images that Enrique and his team brought back from Pitcairn at our website.
Reacting to the world's best science, the Naked Scientists.